Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, you know, I like to, it's quite the thing, in the industry you would call it a get. It is quite the get to be a gun talker on radio and have the biggest writer on the biggest website in the world in the gun culture. And that would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon again, sir.
Good afternoon. I do have a fresh article on Ammoland.
I see that.
I think it's kind of fun. It's they had one of these, they call them buybacks, but it's
right.
An Orwellian term, because you can't buy back something you never owned in the first place. And so this was in Columbus, Ohio. I call them gun turn-ins because that's what you're doing. You're turning guns into the police for money. And what happened at this one is I've seen it several other places at similar events. And somebody, who, you know, a budding entrepreneur, made some of these relatively simple, to use the current term, ghost guns, because it's homemade and doesn't have a serial number.
Sure.
And these are simple slam-fire shotguns that they have one moving part. And they're used all over the world, mostly for hunting, but I'm sure for self-defense in some cases, too. And they cost about $10 to $15. I haven't looked at the hardware store lately to see what hose clamps cost and pipe. But I think $10 to $15 is probably about what one would cost to put together. And so for you're getting in Columbus, I think they got $50 per gun turned in. So you make a nice little profit, and you make a nice little political statement at the same time. You know, unless you're willing to stop people from having access to steel pipe and hose clamps, and if you don't have hose clamps, you can use tape or wire or cord, you know, many alternatives available. And you can make a functioning shotgun that uses 12-gauge shells in. Yeah, you know, how long do you want to take? An hour? Depends how fancy you want to get. These guys actually showed some craftsmanship on these homemade guns.
I'm looking at a picture on the thumbnail for the article, and the one they're showing there is a 2x4 with a piece of pipe strapped to it.
Yeah,
on
with
the side of it.
But you notice that they trimmed those hose clamps so that it doesn't extend beyond the...
Yes, very neat. Their work is very neat, no doubt about that.
Yeah, and and they're inletted at the bottom, so the hose clamps go into the wood. They don't just, you know, can't slide off easily. And they put a little quarter moon notch in the top of the 2x4 so that the pipe sits in it and is held nice and straight. I mean, they put a little work into that thing. It wasn't just slipshod. Looks like they knew what they were doing.
But I'm almost certain that the powers that be at the gun buyback, when they were walking in there with whatever, one, two, three of those. They probably were stunned to see them, weren't they?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure because, well, they probably were because it appears these people are not very knowledgeable about guns. And, you know, so they don't watch this phenomena like I do. I tend to, when I hear about a buyback, a turn-in, to be correct, I often write it up and label it as a cheap gun event because a lot of people have gone to these places and offered cash for the nicer guns that come in and get some good bargains. This one had a pretty decent pump-action shotgun that came in. I didn't see much of the pistols that were brought in. But, they were probably stunned by it, I would think. And yet, these can be demonstrated to work very simply, very easily. And another nice thing about these turn-in events is they often are advertised as no questions asked. So you don't have to show any ID. You know, you don't have to claim that you got this legitimately or had a license to make it. And this one, actually, there was another picture in there that showed the breech of it, just inadvertently. It was a picture of some of the other long guns that were turned in, and it had this next to them. And it showed what appears to be a copper wire near the breech.
It actually looks like a part of a clothesline, or not, a clothes hanger.
A clothes hanger? Possibly. Yeah. But it looks to me a little small for that. It's hard to be sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I have made some electrically fired muzzle loaders. Oh, it was a long time ago, 40 years ago, as proof of principle. And I wonder if this might be an electrically fired muzzleloader, because they don't show you everything on the gun. That's not what the pictures are designed to do. We're just capturing information that they inadvertently let out. And it might be an electrically fired muzzleloader, which are pretty easy to make. And they're a little different than a slam fire. My best guess is that I'm not sure why they put that copper-looking wire there, but my guess is it's probably a slam fire because that's a well-known design, very easy to put together, and it's easy to make. And they're used all over the world. That's not just a publicity stunt. They work all over the world. They're used because they're so cheap to make, and in places where they have draconian government regulations that keep you from getting a shotgun, especially if you don't have a lot of money. You can make one of these, and they're used to take everything from wild pigs to ducks to anything that flies, walks, or crawls out in the jungle or wherever you need a gun. So they're not a toy. They work, and they're simple. As I said, they only have one moving part, and that's the barrel. So it's pretty hard. Not much to go wrong with them.
Well, that that shows a level of creativity that I really like seeing. I've seen 22 rifles that are put together that way, where they're just using a block of wood as the stabilizing part. And the stock, and some other things, and they actually. It's quite ingenious the way they do it.
It is, and one of my genius friends, he's dead now, but he built himself a little 22 rifle, kind of similar to this. When he was, he said he was, I think, 8 years old, and used it to shoot gophers for getting the bounty, which was like a nickel a piece. Of course, 22 short ammo was only half a cent a piece back when he was doing this in the 1930s.
Hang on there for me, if you would, Dean. We're coming up on the first break. I want to hear about this gent. This article that we're talking about, it is on the front page of Ammoland.com, just like every other article that he's ever written. Dean has well over 1,800 articles there. Ammoland.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. We'll be right back.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to writer Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about gun turn-ins and everything else.
We were talking about a friend.
Yes, a friend who made a
22 in the basically the early years of the Depression. He was just a very young man at the time. I think maybe it was just before the Depression, since he said he was about 8 years old. And he used it to shoot gophers. Now, the technique was not extremely sophisticated. He'd sight it through the bore at a gopher hole, you know, a couple of feet away. And then he had a little, I think, a rubber band with a piece of metal acted as a striker. And he used 22 shorts. And then when the gopher stood up, he'd let the striker go forward and hit the rim and would set off and get a gopher. But he quickly graduated to more sophisticated weaponry that was factory made. But he always was bragging about making his first gun when he was only eight. And he was a genius, there's no question. But, and I'm not talking because of that. There are many other reasons that he probably improved the productivity of a few hundred square miles of Australia by 3 to 5X over his first 30 years when he was living there from about the 1960s on. But anyway, there are some other things that happened at this turn-in in Ohio that was kind of sad. Somebody turned in a box of 500 rounds of 22 ammunition for free.
Wow.
Now, normally you wouldn't think much of that, but today people are paying 10, 15 cents a round for that stuff, and I'm sure somebody would have been happy to take it off of their hands, but they turned it in. They just didn't know any better. What I find is that there are three groups of people who turn in guns at these turn-in events. Probably the biggest group are the people who inherit a firearm and ammunition. You know, their husband most commonly had guns, and they haven't been interested in guns, and they don't like the idea of guns, and they don't want to go to a gun store or call up a gun store. I mean, I'm sure many do, but in these particular cases, they didn't. And they hear that there's an event where they can turn in these guns and get a little bit of money and get rid of that thing that they don't want. And so they know nothing about guns and nothing about the value of them. And sometimes the guns they turn in are very valuable and very, very rare. I was at one of these events, one of the very last ones held in Arizona. And I was walking up to try to get some pictures of the table. I was covering the event, and I was walking, this woman next to me, and I said, oh, are you coming here to turn something in? Because she had a plastic bag. And, oh, yeah. And we were talking. I said, well, what have you got? Oh, it's some old World War II gun. My husband got it during World War II, and when we were out in the desert one time, he used it to stop some bad people from doing bad things. And he's dead now, and so I want to get rid of it. And I'm going, well, what is it? I'd like to see it. And I got there, and she brought it up, and she put it on the table to turn in, and the police officer there would not let me see what it was. So I don't know to this day, but, you know, it might have been a Luger, might have been something else. It was a capture gun, apparently. I don't think it was an American one from the way she was describing it. But it's a weird mindset that your husband treasured this item, and he used it to save you from some criminals at some point, but you really seriously want to turn it in so it'll be destroyed. Hard for me to understand that. Then the other set of people are people who are very knowledgeable about guns and have plenty of guns, and in the course of their collecting or procurement or whatever, through deals or some of the guns are just not worth much anymore. You know, you can get some of the older models of very common 22s, for example, that if you are missing a crucial part or it gets worn, it's really hard to find that part. And that part might cost you quite a bit more than what you can buy a new 22 rifle for. So, or, you know, the frame on something is cracked or it's just not worth much anymore. And so these people, I saw some of them at this event when I was at Phoenix, and that was back, I said, quite a few years ago now, since we stopped doing that in Arizona. And they would turn in guns that probably were not much and get $100 for them. So that's another group. And then the last group is those that are just ideologues that just hate the idea of anybody having guns. And they want to make a political point, and they will turn in a gun that's worth thousands of dollars to have it destroyed to make a political point rather than keep it or sell it. And then I have corresponded with people who were at a Tucson event where they turned in a 2.5-inch Colt Python in mint condition, and they would not accept thousands of dollars that people were offering for it. No, they insisted it had to be destroyed to make a point. So those are the three types of people that that you see doing this at the turn-in events that I've seen generally. And they're mixed, but most of them, I think, and some of them have dual or triple motivations. You know, you don't have to be just one type. But most of them, I think, are those that have inherited a gun, don't know anything about it, just want to get rid of it and think this is an easy way to do it.
Well, there is that. I'm sponsored by Guns.com. They'll take and come to you and buy those guns from you and give you top dollar for that if it's like an estate sale or something.
Yeah, and if a gun isn't working, there are places on the internet that use those guns to salvage the parts.
Yep.
So that other people can make their guns work, and they'll pay you a good price for them too, and they'll even pay the shipping for you to ship them to them.
Sort of preying on the ignorance there. We're coming up on the next break. This article is called, what is it called? Homemade Shotguns at Columbus, Buyback Gun Turn-In. It's very entertaining. Go check that out. It's at Ammoland.com. Like about 1,800 plus others that are at Ammoland.com. Well worth your time to go check it out. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new viral video is showing President Biden appearing to catch some Z's while attending the climate conference in Scotland. The video shows Biden dozing multiple times. Biden is in the second stop of his international trip that began with the G20 summit. The Senate in session this Monday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the American people are hurting as inflation hits a 30-year high.
Now, American families are having to anxiously budget for gas and groceries. But President Biden wants to literally make millionaires out of people who violated federal law.
Speaking before the Senate, McConnell saying the Biden administration is focused on paying illegal immigrants close to $1 million per family for damages. a story that the Biden administration has not denied, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Cancellations continue in what is supposed to be the friendly skies. American Airlines canceling hundreds of more flights on Monday. The flight tracking website FlightAware.com showing more than 300 flights canceled and well over 70 delayed. That's a big improvement from the weekend when more than 1,000 flights were canceled.
I looked at my phone like 10, 20 minutes before and it just got canceled out of nowhere.
About when you have hours of uncertainty, hours of not knowing when you're going to stay, hours of waiting to get your bags back when you've already checked them.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage won't get him to support President Biden's social spending bill. Manchin saying he wants to understand how the larger bill impacts Americans and the economy. The White House responding in a statement by saying Manchin will support a bill that creates jobs and is fiscally responsible. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now? Sorry, we've reached the zenith. You've got a bunch of stuff in the pipeline, I know.
Yeah, we mentioned a little bit about how ammunition is now not nearly as easy to come by as it normally has been. And I think we can talk about something that I've hinted at in past, but the article has been published now, where I've had the fortune to obtain a cache of tens of thousands of rounds of .22 long rifle ammunition that is 65 years and older.
I remember you telling me about this. Yeah.
Yes, and this stuff, it belonged to a very good friend of mine that I knew for 48 years until he died in 2018. And he was a competitive pistol shooter from, I think, about 1953 until his death. I talked to some people from the gun club that he frequented at his, I guess, wake, we'd call it. And they said that he had been firing in competition just a couple months earlier, and that left-handed, he was able to shoot scores of like 285 and win matches at the national match type course, which the top score is always 100. And it's sort of a the zen of pistol shooting because it takes incredible concentration and muscle control to shoot these scores. And he was a master at it. He had a lifetime master rating from the National Rifle Association. But he had obtained a large quantity. Well, you know, somebody who shoots pistol like that can easily go through 50,000 rounds a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's not difficult. And he had obtained tens of thousands of rounds of ammunition in 1956, or a little before, he told me. And he had written records that showed, you know, that he had gotten it. And he had stored them in quart mason jars. Actually, I think they were ball jars. And had them stored for over 60 years when I first became aware of it. And then at the time that I did the test, they were over 65 years old. Because I found out about it a little, you know, a few years before his death. And so I don't know of anybody who has conducted a rigorous long-term storage test for .22 rimfire. Now, there are a number of tests that have been done on centerfire military cartridges simply because there are so many rounds that are made and they're often stored in containers and kept in arsenals and just, you know, they're just around for a long time. Most .22 ammunition is used shortly after it's made simply because it's considered an expendable, disposable item. And yet, today, we're in this shortage and lots of people have stocked up on .22 rimfire ammunition. And I think people are interested in how long this ammunition is likely to be viable. Well, I took ordinary standard velocity CCI 20 ammunition, which has a good reputation. I tested that for velocity and accuracy and reliability. Now, I didn't use a super high-grade target gun. I just used an ordinary .22 semi-automatic rifle, an inexpensive one that I bought specifically for the test, by the way, so that it would be consistent throughout. And we, with the standard velocity, we got about 0.502-inch groups at 25 yards, just a hair over half an inch. That's a five-shot group average. And so then I tested the 1956 ammo, which was Remington standard velocity ammo, rather comparable to the CCI standard velocity. And I did the same five-shot groups, and it was just a tiny bit larger group, 0.565 inches. In ordinary hunting situations, you'll never notice the difference. So then we checked the ammunition. I mean the velocity of the ammunition, and we fired 50 shots through a chronograph. It was a Caldwell chronograph G2, and we fired those for the average velocity, standard deviation, and extreme spread. CCI, the average velocity was 1072.3. Standard deviation, 17.5. Extreme spread, 84 feet per second. Old Remington, 65 years old, average 1098.9, standard deviation 19.8, extreme spread 101 feet per second. Again, in ordinary usage, you'll never notice the difference. And then we checked them for reliability. We fired 500 rounds of each. The CCI standard velocity had one failure to fire on round 102. We rotated that round, it fired on the second strike. The old Remington standard velocity, 65 years old, had one failure to fire on round 252. And it was the second round after cleaning, I believe it was a mechanical failure, not an ammunition failure. I've got a picture on the article that shows a very light primer strike on that round. But we rotated it, tried again, went off with the second strike. So there was virtually no difference between the 9-year-old CCI standard velocity that I tested and the 65-year-old Remington standard velocity that I tested. So I'm hoping to make this a regular event until I run out of this ammunition. I want to keep on testing until we have the ammunition that's over 100 years old, but I won't make it that long. I might, who knows, things can happen, but I doubt it. I don't think I'll make it long, so I'll have to find somebody or a couple of somebodies who's willing to take a few thousand rounds of ammunition to continue testing until we get up to 100 years.
Yep.
I think that'll be interesting.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Of course,
so if you're storing 22 ammunition, the thing is just put it in some type of container, preferably that, you know, is reasonably airtight. Ammo boxes are good. Like the military ammo cans, they've got a rubber seal. They're a good choice. My friend used quart ball jars. They work pretty well as long as it's someplace where, you know, they're not going to get jostled around and broken. He had them for 60-plus years, and they worked great. And as long as the temperatures are reasonable, I think this ammunition will be good for over a century. It'll last longer than we will.
Well, you hang on for me. We're going to the last break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean has got a book of life that is, a lot of it has been written down, and you can find it at ammoland.com in the form of 1,800 plus articles. Some of it you're just going to catch right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Firing line coming to you live from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten as we head into the weekend. Where would you like to end this, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about bears.
Okay.
Because we've had a flurry of bear attacks recently. Some really interesting ones that I'll probably be writing up in detail. There were like three of them within just a day or two in Wyoming and Montana. I just saw some coverage of the one event in Wyoming, which was one of the more interesting bear attacks I've read about recently. And these were experienced hunters. One acted as a guide, actually the person who was mauled acts as a guide a fair amount of time, but he was out hunting recreationally with a friend of his, and they were hunting elk. And he carried a 10-millimeter pistol in a chest holster, and it didn't mention a rifle that he was carrying in the article, but his friend had a 300 Winchester Magnum. And they were looking for elk. A few days earlier, one member of their party had shot and killed an elk in the general area, but it wasn't like real close to where they were. It was some distance off, so it wasn't like where they were was an attractant point because of this elk that had been killed. So they had went along a ridge and then moved off it a little bit to one side to look for elk. And they were glassing the area for elk, and they were a little while. I mean, I don't think it was hours, probably less than an hour. And the guide heard a noise, and he started turning around, and here's a grizzly bear coming at him from about 3 yards. That's 9 feet away. And it hits him before he has a chance to draw his pistol. And he's down, and the bear, his left arm came up, he went down on his right side, and the bear grabbed his left hand, and it actually pulled his thumb mostly out of his hand. Didn't bite it off, but it mostly pulled it off, mostly detached it. And as this is happening, his friend sees the Baron from about 20 yards away, shoots it just behind the shoulder with the 300 Winchester Magnum. Well, at this, the bear decides that the friend is the bigger threat, drops the guide, and starts to go towards the other hunter. At that point, the guide manages to get up, draw his 10mm, and shoot the bear at least twice with the 10mm, dropping it before it gets to his friend. And the bear is now down, and the friend puts a couple more shots in it from the 300 Winchester Magnum to make sure it doesn't get up.
Yeah.
Dramatic series of events and illustrates one of the reasons why a pistol can be so effective in defending yourself, because it's always with you. When the authorities came and investigated the event, they found that this bear appears to have actually hunted these hunters. It followed their trail for quite a ways. It sounded like a couple hundred yards, and their trail was on the other side of the ridge just a little bit. So these hunters couldn't see or hear the bear that was trailing them. And then suddenly it appeared over the edge of the crest of the ridge they were on, only about 50 feet, 15 yards from them. And they were looking for elk, so they didn't notice it. And they didn't notice it until it made some noise just a couple of yards, 3 yards away from them. So this in no way did they provoke this bear. This was a completely unprovoked attack. It turned out that it was a sow and it had a couple of cubs, but it had trailed these guys for a good way when it couldn't even see them, preparatory to attacking virtually without warning from behind. And, you know, people will say, well, it's just doing what bears do. Well, okay. And then it was shot and killed. Humans doing what humans do. So I find it hard to understand these people. Actually, I can understand them pretty well. I just don't agree with them. Say that we should just have unlimited number of these bears out there, which act an awful lot like, you know, living landmines, that if you just cross some invisible boundary that you can't see, that they just attack you out of nowhere. And it's very common for grizzlies. It's a behavior that's been noticed since Lewis and Clark encountered them around a little after 1800. So I thought that was a very interesting case. And there were a couple other ones. There was one where, well, I don't want to say too much about it because I'm in the middle of getting the article together.
Right.
But there were two people involved, and they used a 10mm and a 45 to stop a grizzly bear attack, a very dramatic case. There was bear spray involved, too. Didn't seem to help much. And they managed to stop the attack within mere feet of them when the bear was finally stopped. As I recall, they fired a total of 31 shots.
Wow.
Yeah. Both of them had magazines that held 15 rounds, and it sounds like they expended them all.
Yeah,
they stopped the bear.
Yeah.
So one of them probably had a round in the chamber. Like I said, I'll be getting an article. I've already got pictures and documentation and everything on it. I'm just trying to confirm that all of my facts are exactly correct before I publish.
I want to ask you a question before we go. We got a few minutes here. So I've gone out, and I want to start going camping again. I don't know if I'll be going hunting, maybe camping. And I'm building a little, I'm not building a kit, like a combat kit or anything, but like I have a 10mm pistol based on a Glock being built for me. And I think it's actually finished. And I bought a 45-70 lever action gun the other day. Now, I know the 10mm works. And I hear people talking about shooting, you know, fighting a bear with a 45-70. I'm only going to be in a defensive posture. Is 45-70 a good round for bear?
Absolutely. I think it's an excellent round for bear, especially if you're not hunting them. You don't have to reach out 200 or 300 yards. That's not what you're about. But for close-range defense, I think it is an excellent round. It's got great penetration. It's able to break the big bones on a bear without much trouble. Easy to shoot, easy to use. You know, plenty accurate and capable for what you want. I wouldn't hesitate a bit to have a 45-70 as a bear gun.
And what kind of ammo for the 10 millimeter should I be looking at?
You want hard cast? I think the buffalo bore bullets are probably a good choice. There's a couple other makers out there. But what I'm seeing
hot
is,
load.
You know, ammunition about 190 grains at maybe 1,200 feet per second works pretty well.
Yep. I don't understand why that is not the de facto gun, because a Glock 10 millimeter holds 15 rounds of 10 millimeter.
I see it becoming more and more, being more and more used
prevalent
by many people. I've got two 10 millimeter cases in the works right now that I'm confirming for my database, and so it's becoming more and more popular.
Well, before we run out of time, first let me thank you for coming on the show this week, and will you be joining me again on Wednesday? Everything going to be good?
I intend to. There's a lot going on Wednesday, but I'll make time for you.
Well, I do
Wednesday
appreciate
next
that.
Next week, there's going to be that Supreme Court hearing on the Second Amendment.
Yeah. We can be doing some live updates and such.
Excellent.
Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
And I will be back with you out there on Monday. And it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.